We're back. Excuse that. Just some technical difficulties, but now we're back. So as I was saying, I was just looking at Tadic. I was just explaining that last season I had Tadic and Aguero in game week 8. I captained Aguero. He scored 4 goals, and then I had Tadic, who scored a couple of goals, got a couple of assists against the 8-0 win against Sunderland. So Tadic has a special place in my heart. So So tentative yes from me with Tadic, only because there's other options like Pella and Mane. All right, so let's move on to forwards. So we've got, here we go, our buddy Lukaku. If you're willing to take the risk and go with Lukaku, by all means do it. Just don't say that I didn't warn you, because as I said, he's broken many hearts, including mine. Over the seasons, I think it was a season I did really well in. I traded out Lukaku against Man United. This is when he was at West Brom, and I traded him out against United, and he started on the bench. I'm thinking, that's a good justified trade. I traded him out for Sturridge. Sturridge did nothing, or he may have got a goal or something at 6 points. Then Lukaku came on at like half time and scored a hat trick or something. He's the biggest troll ever. And this was in Alex Ferguson's last game. So, yeah, he's just a big troll. So, yeah, a tentative yes from me.
Yeah, I think so. But with Liverpool, Manchester and Arsenal coming up, I think Everton are 3 weeks away, really.
Yep.
But I'd be looking at Everton across the board. If they're competitive over the next 3 weeks, I'd be looking at Everton across the board.
Yep.
Like defenders, midfielders, and Lukaku up front.
The whole package, yeah, I agree. Yep. Cool. All right, Sturridge. If you're serious play, you've got Aguero, I think. If you've got 5 million laying about, you can upgrade your 8 striker or your 6 striker to him. Definitely go for it, but I doubt you'll have that liberty at the moment.
He was fantastic. I mean, Liverpool just looks so different. Him there, he's just so skilled. He's just made of glass, though, isn't he? I mean,
yeah.
How much is he going to play? They're going to have to nurse him through for the next few weeks. I think that he's definitely the most skilled forward. He'll be first picked, I think, out of everyone, including Benteke, when fit.
Yeah.
But he just looks great, and we've talked about Liverpool a little bit. I mean, Benteke likes crosses. He's a beast with his head. He's powerful, and he just doesn't get that at Liverpool. You've got guys like Coutinho who like to cut in and shoot. Interestingly, Rodgers has gone for 3-5-2, so now Klein and Moreno are really playing as wing backs to provide those crosses. But we've lost Benteke and we've got Sturridge. But it does mean that we can play a little bit more. A short passing game in the final third, and I think that Sturridge is real key to that. So I think he's going to be great. You just want to see him put it together for a couple of weeks straight before you jump on him.
Definitely, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like Sturridge too. Do you think Liverpool are turning it around?
Difficult. I mean, they still conceded too. Gestede had, from Aston Villa, had 2 fantastic headers.
He's a beast as well.
He is great. I mean, he's a real differential, 1% ownership. And
he was my differential pick for this week.
Yeah, the type of goals that are unstoppable. I mean, it's just taking them off the forehead of defenders.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys who are, naturally good in the air. I read somewhere that he has scored more headers in all 4 leagues in the last 12 months in England.
He's crazy, yeah.
So
he's tailor-made for the Premier League, for the English game.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's huge. Mm. So possibility for a differential for your third striker there if they keep that up.
I'm considering bringing him in. I'm considering if I bring him in, I'll be changing my overall strategy for my team. I'll probably talk a little bit more about that a bit later. But, yeah, I like him. The main problem with him, my biggest reservation, he's got Stoke this week, and he'll probably score. But then he has just horrible fixtures. He's got Chelsea away,
Swansea at home's not too bad. Tottenham away, Man City at home, Everton away. Then they've got Watford at home, which is good. But then after that, they've got Southampton away, Arsenal at home. So it's just like 7 weeks of eight weeks of pure nightmare. So
That's true. But I mean, again, if you break these teams into halves, you know, Stoke he could score against Chelsea. Very leaky at the back. Swansea are conceding. Tottenham's going to be a tougher assignment, and you know, again, Manchester City are conceding as well. So, yes, Aston Villa will get smashed in all of those games, but there's a big chance that he'll be on the scoreboard.
He could nick a goal. Yeah, I like him. I would say get him in. I'm considering him. All right, and Vardy, obviously, but he's pretty popular pick. He's a template pick, I think. People I've got Pedro and Wilson. A lot of people are taking hits. They're downgrading Pedro and upgrading Wilson to Vardy. He's the big pick this week. He's the bandwagon this week.
Yeah, I've jumped on Vardy, I have to say. I mean, what's that, six goals in five games?
Yeah, he's only blanked in one game in the first seven game weeks.
He's on a tear, isn't he? Like, he scored two against Arsenal. He hit the woodwork twice.
He played well. He looked very threatening throughout the. I watched the entire match, and he was very threatening throughout the entire match.
What's he up to now? He's up to 6.5. So he's up 0.2 just this week. So, you know, I mean, Leicester style right now is fixture proof. I think for a forward. I mean, they're gonna concede.
But score a couple.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was that Arsenal really looked after Mahrez. He seemed to be double-teamed.
Yeah, he was marked out of the game.
Vardy was the beneficiary. It seemed like he had he was fast, he had pace, he was a real handful. And I think the difference is, like, he's always been one of those real hard-working.
Yeah.
He didn't look like the most skilled, but... Mate, the things he's putting away, he's showing a cool head, a cool finish, not panicking, and really creating small little chances, but the big chances he gets, he's taking.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's pretty tough for me this week. It's interesting because last week, the flavour of the week was Martial and Ighalo from Watford, and now it's Vardy this week. It's just, it's so hard to pick. I think, but Vardy, I do like him. I was just looking at the expected goals from Paul Riley, and see Watford so far, their expected goals, they should have scored five goals, so that's not particularly good, whereas Leicester should have scored 11, so they are outperforming Watford by a long margin. So that's my dilemma this week. But at this stage, I will be taking a hit because I haven't taken a hit this season so far. And the few times that I have considered taking a hit, if I had taken them, they would have paid off. So,
I took last year. I took a lot of hits.
Yeah,
and I did quite well. This year, I'm not taking hits because things like, you know, if I move Pedro, for example, there's no obvious. So my three favourite people to ditch Pedro for would be Sanchez or Mata or Walcott. And, you know, Arsenal play Manchester United, so, and Chelsea have good fixtures. So really I should be, if anything, if I want to ditch him, I should be looking at Hazard. But, you know, that could ruin my team. So there's just no obvious ones, whereas, you know, in previous years there's been a tendency to take a hit because there's an obvious there is an obvious upgrade, and I'm banking on the fact that I'm going to get my 4 points back and avoid a price drop.
Yeah, it's I want to keep Pedro. I mean, Chelsea have good fixtures, and he should have scored against Newcastle. He only had one chance, but it was a clear cut chance, and I think it was on a counter attack. I think Begovic had booted the ball, and he was one-on-one with the keeper, and he blasted it like he was playing AFL, and he should have buried it. And I was so frustrated. I mean, what a Newcastle to win, but there are times when you just think, God, if only he had just fucking scored.
And but yeah, so he should have scored. But other than that, he looked poor. He was bad.
Yeah, and he's been, you know, I've heard a rumor that he might be dropped.
Yeah, I've read that as well. So which, yeah,
terrifying just to have Silva back and then my other premium mid dropped.
Yeah,
you know, I'd sort of probably, I don't know, start playing rugby league. Rugby league fantasy.
Rugby league. Yeah.
That'd be devastating.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not sure. It's going to be a coin toss, but at this stage, you'll probably take him out because I need all my players starting this week. Yeah. All right, so let's look at the bandwagons. Players, we'll look at the top three players that managers are bringing in. So the biggest bandwagon is Vardy. No surprise there. So we've both given him the tick of approval.
Yep.
Next up is, and he's got 304,000, so pretty big bandwagon. All right, next up, Sanchez. Yep, he's given the tick of approval. I think, did you say you were going you're thinking about going Walcott as differential?
I'm thinking of going Walcott just so I can upgrade Sarko from Crystal Palace and then move to a 3-5-2.
Yeah, so you're changing strategy. Yeah, that's, I think that's, I don't mind that.
There's no forwards I like right now, so...
Yeah, true. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, so Sanchez, and I think we've got Eric Dier. You've got him. He's done very well for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone up 1.1% ownership from last week, but he's playing in midfield. So, you know, he's always been good for, a set-piece goal when he was playing at the back.
He scored a couple of goals. Was it early last season he scored a couple of goals, didn't he?
He did. Mm. They've moved him into midfield, and he's going well. He hasn't got an assist yet, but he could easily have an assist or two. He's scored two goals already. I mean, last year he was, you know, he finished up costing 4.6 million and ended up with 93 points last year. So he's pretty solid. He's already got his two goals that he got last year. He's already got them in the first 7 weeks. So I think he's just really benefiting from being a bit further up the pitch. And he's making other defenders attractive because Tottenham look good defensively.
Yep, all right. Yeah, so yeah, I'll probably give him a yes as well. All right, yeah. That leaves us with Payet. I said not. I didn't like him last week. He's still getting points. He got one assist and he got three bonus for getting one assist.
Yeah,
that's in the current landscape of FPL. That's pretty significant. I would say I'm considering bringing him in. He's just one of the points are just going to trickle in. As much as I don't like West Ham, actually their expected goals from Paul Rowley increased by like three goals in the last game, so they it's interesting because his West Ham with the team that were overperforming, but after the match against, I think they play Norwich, they sort of their expected goals are starting to stabilize a bit, so and what's his ownership? His ownership be going 24%. So that's getting pretty high. I'm considering bringing him in. So he's a yes from me.
Yep. Well, I've got him.
Yeah. So I think he's one I'm definitely looking at. Okay, so let's look at high ownership players just very quickly. I think this as the season progresses, these will just sort of stay the same. Where's my ownership? Ooh. All right. Mahrez, yeah.
50%.
Sorry?
Mahrez at 52% still.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
He was kept quiet by Arsenal. If that becomes a new template, I can see that dropping. Teams are going to start really double-team him.
Yeah.
Can I say, though, he got double-teamed. He still should have had an assist. And very close to having a goal as well. Yeah. Another great shot on target.
Yeah.
By the keeper, but... he's still busy.
You have to have him. He's probably the only essential player in the game. I think if you don't have him and he does something, your overall ranking is going to tumble.
Yeah, but interestingly though, and I don't want to spend too much time on him, but he is getting to the point where he's in that Barkley and Tadic range, and that's when it becomes a little bit harder. Because you've got to start thinking, well, what teams are going to go on a bit of a tear here? But for now at 6.5, I think he's a must-have.
Yep. All right. Other highly owned. Who's the next one? Kolarov. Yeah, he's been. I mean, he's had two zeros in a row. But he's. I think you still should have him.
Yeah, I have him. I've been hating him the last 2 weeks. I put captain on him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Two donuts. He's got a real presence in a really faltering back line. His fortunes depend on company coming back, really. Yeah,
I'm not sure if he's due to come back this week. If he's not back this week, he'll definitely be back against Bournemouth. And their fixture's really good. Newcastle, Bournemouth, they've got Man U away, but they've got Norwich, Aston Villa.
Yeah, so, Kate Kolarov.
Yeah, he's the one. Nathaniel Klein, again, probably, yeah, he's an interesting one. I can't imagine too many players that are up doing well would have him. So,
I've never had him.
No, I never considered him. I think,
actually, Marino is a better choice.
How much is he? Is he...
4.7.
Yeah, so definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking, you know... Brendan Rodgers wants to score goals to get out of his current situation, not save them. And Marino offers such a better attacking threat than Gomez.
Yeah.
So at 4.7, he's dropped 0.3. I can see Marino having a good patch. And he saved 0.8. Klein's done nothing anyway, really. I mean, he's benefited from the clean sheets, but anyone would have got those in the back line.
Yeah.
And since then, he's really not generating points.
Yeah. All right, but other highly owned players, got Martial, who's gone up pretty drastically. I wouldn't be getting him in now. I've still got him, and I'll be holding him because I think he's been playing well, and he might get some points. But I wouldn't be getting him in now because of his high ownership. I'd probably go somewhere else.
Hazard,
30%. I probably wouldn't get him in. I wouldn't be wasting a trade and getting any Chelsea players in. I'd hold him. I'd definitely hold Hazard because he's looked pretty good, whereas Pedro hasn't looked good.
No.
But yeah, I probably he's at 30%, so he's not if he does anything, like he might get an assist, it's not gonna hurt you so much. Like, I didn't have him this week. He got the assist and my overall ranking didn't plummet too much.
Yeah.
So I'd probably steer clear just because they're just playing so bad.
Yeah.
I think. All right, so that's some of the highly owned players and our thoughts. Let's move on to, the differential, yes. My differential's Guestetti or Guestet, I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
The big centre forward type player from Villa. At 1% ownership, he's playing Stoke. Stoke, they can't keep a clean sheet. I think he's a good pick as differential this weekend. If you've got balls of steel, then definitely you should captain him. I mean, the captain this, every week isn't clear cut. I mean, you really have to give your captaincy some thought. I'll be captaining Aguero this week, but yeah, if you really want to go for differential and be a bit of a maverick, I'd definitely consider captaining Guestet as well.
Yeah, that's a big call, but I like it. Mine was, well, there's two, okay?
Yep.
So there's Theo Walcott,
3.4%
ownership.
And
he's on fire. So him and Sanchez are doing the double act in the Champions League overnight and also on the weekend. He's quality. I think he's just getting better with every game. Great goal against Leicester, breakout goal. So he could be value. The other one is... possibly if Aguero's testing your patience would be, Daniel Sturridge that we talked about with only 2.8%.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise his ownership was so low. All right.
Yeah. Well, he's made of glass. Everyone's scared,
yeah. All right. Yeah, no, I like them. I like Walcott. I mean, he's still not entirely nailed on. It's pretty risky, but I've got a soft spot for Walcott as well. He's done really well for me over the seasons, I think it was not wasn't last season, the season before, and the season before that. I managed to get him in at the right time both seasons, and I got him in. Arsenal, they beat Newcastle like 6-0 or something. He
he come back from injury and he was rumoured to be playing as a striker, and he did, and he scored a hat-trick. And his ownership was at like 1%. And he just, he does so well for me. So, yeah, I like Walcott. I think he's definitely a risk worth taking as well if you want to go down that route.
Fantastic. The other two would be, at this stage, be Tadic and Mane, your guys from Southampton.
Yeah.
But both, you know, their ownership? 5 and 4%.
Yeah.
Relative. So.
Yeah, that's low ownership. Yeah.
Mane, 4.6%. He's a beast.
It's crazy. Man. Yeah, his ownership was really low at the start of the season as well. I was really surprised. I think his price is entry level price at 8 would have scared some people off.
Yeah.
Because I think that his price was almost inflated by that hat trick game against Villa.
Yeah.
Last season. But yeah, his price has gone down, which isn't surprising. But yeah, they are good differentials, I agree.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to... Oh, actually, our second last part, who's going to keep a clean sheet this week? We should probably... I wouldn't mind... We should start taking scores, I think, on the ones we get right. So I might start taking that. So, Bakesy, if you want to pick your clean sheets out.
Okay. I've got one clean sheet.
One clean sheet?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I've got two.
You got two.
I've got Manchester City versus Newcastle.
City clean sheet, yeah.
And I've got Watford versus Bournemouth. I've got Watford with a clean sheet.
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Cool. Yeah, I think I think Watford has put a few past Bournemouth. Yeah, and I think I'm going to go Watford as well.
Wilson's responsible for 50% of Bournemouth goal.
Of course.
Been shot by a spectator on the weekend, so he's gone for 6 months.
he's gone. And Glenn Murray, he'll probably start, and I don't think he's got it in him. Palace, West Brom. What
footballer does he? Glenn Murray.
He's from... My family come from Cumbria in England. It's an area in the north, and it's more known for rugby league than it's football. He comes from there, and he actually played... My family come from Workington, and he used to play for the Workington Reds, I'm pretty sure. So that's a bit of trivia for you.
What a fantastic pedigree.
Yeah, from the docks, bit of a hard fella.
Stay away.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So, Palace, West Brom, nah. Villa, Stoke, nah. Yep, I'm going to say Watford. City and Newcastle. I'm not sure. I'm going to go... We've got Norwich, Leicester, nah. Sunderland, West Ham, nah. There aren't many, are there? Chelsea, Southampton. I don't know. Everton, Liverpool, nah. Arsenal, United, nah. Swansea, Spurs. I don't know. That is tricky, isn't it?
We could be the same here, I reckon.
I don't know. I'll opt to go something different. I'll just go. I don't know. Villa and Stoke. No. Nah. Bournemouth, Watford. No. Nah. I'll go West Ham. I'll go West Ham against Sunderland. Just because Sunderland is so bad.
Well, right. You don't know where their goal's going to come from, really. If they can keep Jermaine Lenz, well held, you just don't know who's going to score from Sunderland.
No. It's interesting. Yeah, he's a good player, that Lenz fella. All right.
Norwich, Leicester could be 10-8, I reckon.
Which one was that, Leicester and
Norwich?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they can score goals. They both can score goals. Can't defend to save themselves. Oh, yeah, no, Norwich, their numbers are terrible. And Leicester's defensive numbers are terrible as well. So, cool. All right, so we're going to start a new segment today. It's called the Rate My Team segment. Bakesy works with a pretty big office with lots of fellas that have an interest in FPL. So we're going to start a segment called the Rate My Team, and we're just going to look at random teams from people and just... give them some advice on their team. So, first off the bat is one of Bakesy's mates from work. And what's his name?
His name's Lachlan Bacini.
Lachlan, he's, oh yeah.
he's a good central coach lad.
Yep.
Yeah, big fan in general. So yep. we get together and watch the Hain playing, do his thing in the NFL.
Oh yeah.
And we sort of pour over the FPL and things like that. So
yep.
Yeah, he's given us his team. He's obviously got a few problems. So starting from the back, he's got Mignolet as keeper with Guzan.
Yeah. First issue, I think you've got a big hitter and a 4.5 keeper. You really want it if you're going to go big hitter. You need a 4.0 keeper as your reserve, I think.
Yeah, if you're not going to play the second keeper, I agree. Just take the risk and save half a million on the bench. I'm not a huge fan of Mignolet, but
no,
him or Fabianski, or I just think, to tell you the truth, I'd go Begovic at 5.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But my hill's a standout, really, at 4.7 at this point. So, yeah, in the backs he's got Alderweireld, Darmian, Shelny, Company, and Klein.
So that's probably the best defence I've ever seen, and then therein lies a big problem.
Yeah, way too much invested here, isn't there? I mean, they're all fantastic players.
Yeah, they are.
But to pick the eyes out of it, you made the point last week, Darmian might not be rusted on, but I think he's sort of shifting him around a bit because Valencia played, didn't he shift to right back or...
I don't know. I'm
not sure, but there has been some injury worry, so he's probably okay. He did play on the weekend in the end.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
At 5.8 for not a completely rusted on player, that's a lot of money.
And I think Koscielny's come up with an injury in the Champions League as well. That hasn't been made too publicised, so he might play. And he's got Company as well. He's doubtful, and then Klein. We've already sort of spoken about him, how we don't like him. So already there's a few issues there. Like for me, the structure for it, the generic sort of template is two big hitters, then a sort of three-way cheap rotation.
Yeah.
So it's got a few issues there.
I'd be looking at maybe, the 4.5s like Francis, you got... Watford defenders are doing very well. You got Michael Richards, he's a good player.
He's all right, yeah.
At Aston Villa, probably I'd go Watford over Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Alderweireld, I think he's a good kick.
I think so too now. Yeah.
Yeah, just has to sit up with some cheaper guys in there.
Yeah.
To free up some cash.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to midfield. So he's got Silva. He didn't play, but he should play this week. Mahrez, Ozil, who is a bit iffy, and Pedro, and then he's got Wanyama. So. That's not too bad. I mean, I don't really like Ozil or Pedro, really. And I think as a fifth midfielder, I don't really like Wanyama as well. But I can see why he got him in. I mean, he scored a few goals last season, but yeah. I think there's better sort of cheaper options than him as well.
There's a guy, Drinkwater at Leicester, who I watched closely on the weekend, who he's a very solid player. He's provided an assist.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of assists now. He's at 4.5. Did a beautiful long ball to Vardy who scored from that long ball. So, yeah, he definitely have an assist on the weekend.
Yeah.
He's just a solid player in the heart of that Leicester midfield, centre midfielder, 4.5. I think he looks pretty good as a 4.5-er.
I didn't realise he was so cheap. If I was in the wild card, I'd definitely consider him.
Yeah. Ozil, I think he's a yes for me. I think he's... It's either Ozil or Mata. They're sort of similar players, aren't they? I just think that he's going to consistently produce something.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about him today, and I think to an extent I'd agree. I think, I mean, Arsenal, I think they're going to start scoring more now, aren't they? And he's going to be in amongst the assists.
Yeah.
I think at the same price, I think Mata is probably better value.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got Walcott playing up front for the same price as well. So a difficult one, but not a bad choice.
I
think Pedro. I'm hating him at the moment.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so it's been weeks since he's generated anything. He was terrible last night in the Champions League against Porto.
Yeah.
Marino doesn't sound very happy.
No, he's losing the plot. Yeah, he's doesn't know what he's doesn't know what he's saying half the time. He just says stuff and
and Silver, I'd keep. I mean, I just
Definitely, yeah.
But you know, I think that. You know, he's still up there. If you look at the best stats, I mean, he's still, like, the second most assists, and he's missed the last two or three games.
Yeah, so, that's saying something, so... Mm.
Yeah, he's got four assists up there, and he's sort of second in the assists and behind Houlihan. So, you know, I think when he comes back, he's going to go well. He might need a game or two, that's all. So,
yeah,
a bit of a labour of love. I mean, ideally, if you knew he was going to be this bad, you would have dropped him 2 weeks ago. Now it's kind of too late.
It's too late, yeah. Hindsight's, you know, it's a great thing. But, you know, we didn't... You know, he was supposed to have played those 2 weeks there. He's been out for 3 weeks. Two of the weeks he was supposed to play.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So it's just bad luck. But, yeah, I think he'll come good. All right, let's look at, what's his name again, Lachlan?
Lachlan's forward line, it's a tale of carnage.
It is, it's mayhem, yeah.
Swansea, who, he's got a serious foot injury.
Yeah.
Wilson had to be put down, and Marshall,
who had
one good game. And he did get an assist on the weekend, so I think Martial, at that price range, mate, you could do worse. I mean,
You'd hold him.
Everyone's a gamble in that price range. So I'd say Martial's a keeper.
Yeah.
Son and Wilson have to go.
Yeah. So, he's got some issues. He's got like 1, 2, probably 3, 4 or 5, maybe 6 things to fix up. So, and he is holding his wild card, and he has played it now, hasn't he?
He was planning on playing it, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So, He just reckons he's got too many issues. So and after having a chat about how much he had invested in the fans, I think he wants to make some substantial changes. So I think the wild card is going to be played.
Yeah, that's sound advice. I mean, the wild card's there for a reason, and I think in previous seasons you had the two wild cards, and you could play one in January, and then you had another wild card for whenever, and it was the best thing was to save it for a double game week back end of the season, whereas the new rules this season is that you've got two wild cards, but you have to play it in either the first or the second half. So I mean, you may as well play it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good time for him to play it. I know the international break's coming up, but I think he's just got a lot of issues there.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be getting it on now.
Yeah.
With you guys dead in the forward line.
Yeah, I think. There's enough data and sort of there's been enough football to sort of work out and who are the players to get in and who are the ones to steer clear of.
Yeah.
Well, it's been eight. You know, it's going to be 7 game weeks. I think there's a sort of enough information there to make some pretty well informed decisions.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's
just a final one. Captain for the week. Got a favourite?
Oh, captain. Oh, I'm going Aguero. Whether he's the best one or not, I would never clue. I just the captaincy this season has been the biggest pickle for me. I like my team and overall I think my team's performed pretty well considering the volatile essence of the landscape at the moment. But my captaincy is the one thing that sort of keeps letting me down. I just can't seem to nail a good captain. Mate, so, yeah.
My God, he's four.
Yeah. Who was that?
No, like a two turning into a four.
Oh, that's your best.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, basically, it's been Aguero every week.
Yeah. I think, well, here I am crying. You've got the bestest. I think I had been techie for one of his goals. It was his first goal, I think.
Yeah.
That's my best. But yeah, Aguero again. I mean, from looking at my team, I have to go Aguero. Newcastle at home.
agree.
Yeah, I think I don't see. I mean, Newcastle can't play well 2 weeks in a row. That's not in. They don't have that. They never. Yep. So, and I mean, City should be angry.
Yeah.
As well.
Mate, one thing that came home to me was that Kevin De Bruyne, great player, pick him, but he's no David Silva. That David Silva is the glue. Not only does he provide a lot of attacking impetus, but he holds the ball up, so defence gets pulled. I just think that the players, you know, get confidence from a guy like that. And if he's playing, I think Aguero will go crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's right. He's back, and he should sort of bring that cohesion back in the final third. All right, cool. So that wraps up our show for today. Thanks for listening. Excuse the technical difficulties.
Sorry.
That was from my part as well. It's just one of those things, and we'll get there. As I said, every great thing sort of starts from humble beginnings, and I think that's one of those things here. All right, guys, that's it for us. Thanks for listening. My name's William, and we have Bakesy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
See you later.